Cybersecurity is really kind of a specialty. I even recommend to clients, you know, if you're using an IT vendor for the IT part, then let's focus in on just cybersecurity, and it's okay to have two vendors. You know, in fact, you split the brain trust that way, and you can get more value for your dollar.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Toss C3 podcast with the founder of Toss C3, Greg Hanna. Greg, thanks for stopping by. How are you? And I'm excited about another great topic this week.
Yeah, it's been an awesome, amazing week. How about with you, Neil?
Always fantastic. It's always great. You got to live the dream when you're doing as an entrepreneur, business owner, when you're doing what you love to do compared to doing things that just don't interest you. And that's exactly what I'm living. And I know that's what you're living as well, because you're helping so many people in cybersecurity. So my topic for today that I wanted to cover with you as the top cyber expert is this whole process of hiring someone like yourself in cybersecurity. The process that you go through, we're speaking to people a lot of times, especially the community that you're starting in the C-suite. And the C-suite are people that are chief executive officers in many different areas. We could talk about that another time, but we're speaking to you right now. And the way we're speaking to you right now is you are appointed, you want to hire a cyber expert. You appoint that task if you do have, you have a director of IT. He might not have a very, very big background in cybersecurity. You don't want those ransomwares, or you don't want certain things where you're going to be attacked because your company is in danger and in trouble. So you're appointing that person now. You're appointing that person to become, to hire a cyber expert with you involved in it. What are the mistakes that people make when they hire somebody to run their, to help run their cybersecurity, especially if the IT person doesn't have that experience in that level?
Yeah, that's a really great question. You know, I haven't heard that one. But, you know, Neil, one of the number one mistakes that I believe that people make is that they use their current IT provider or in-house IT. As you mentioned, the CTO or CIO, at this point, they're more dealing at the business level, applying technology with the strategists, you know, to accomplish the goals and mission of the company, as they are more so than turning the screwdriver and checking on to all the little bits and bytes and hacks that are changing moment to moment on the planet. So the first mistake people do is they don't enlist the help of a cyber expert in the process of, you know, interviewing, finding, and really delving into creating, you know, the reasons and the steps necessary, you know, for finding the best person. You know, I'll give you an example. There's some great companies out there, like Dell purchased a company called SecureWorks. They're 100% cybersecurity company. They're excellent. And a lot of people just hire them because, you know, hey, it's Dell. They're number one. They're local in the Northeast. And, you know, the thing is that if they don't really understand what they need for their business, then they end up buying a bunch of extra stuff that may be applicable to enterprise level accounts, but maybe you're only a couple of hundred employees, you know, and you're going to be spending maybe $10,000 or $20,000 a month with these folks, getting way more than what you really need. So that's probably one of the first mistakes, you know. So, you know, I would recommend making a list first of what you're really trying to accomplish in the business. Obviously, ransomware prevention, number one, you don't want to get hacked by that. You know, firewalls are important, but if they're not totally kept and maintained, then they're easily, you know, slid past, and, you know, a breach can happen very easily. So once you have that list, you're good. You know, the next mistake that I see people are making is that they are not paying attention to the endpoint themselves. Now, the endpoint is a very important part of cyber defense. And by endpoint, I mean the PC, the iPhone, the Android, all of those points of entry into the environment. You know, as we mentioned last week, you know, Microsoft trusts the employee by letting them log into the Active Directory database, right? Which controls everything.
Exactly.
And with Active Directory, you know, logins, you now have control over the entire environment if someone were to breach and get into that database. So by protecting the endpoint to a point where ransomware can't get in, and how to do that without getting too technical is, instead of using a database of known attacks, like what they call a signature file, you know, we know all of these attacks, basically, is what the software is saying. And I don't see that you're one of these, so you must be okay. It's really that simple. Artificial intelligence, behavioral analysis, and machine learning are the techniques that are used now so that a attack that's happening at the moment that no one knows about, what they call a zero-day attack, can be identified and prevented on the spot in real time.
Wow, that's huge, because that literally catching that right at the right time in the right place is so, so important. And so kind of summarizing so far, that you're telling me some of the experience issues that people have is they hire too much. They hire outside service that's providing things they don't need. And the other one is not understanding how people are getting in very easily. And that's through personal people's data that have come into the company, that's either as a company owned cell phone or certain things, or even God forbid a personal cell phone that they're using for business, where they're able to somehow hack into the system of that company.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, another area that's important is, you know, knowing that the customer, where do they fall in terms of compliance, right? Because we've got data security, we've got information security that we need to worry about. A chief security officer is someone in a large corporation that would worry about the physical security and the access security of the data itself, making sure that it can't be breached or hacked or that type of stuff. Information security, which is managed by the chief information security officer, a CISO, you probably heard that term, by large companies, you know, people that, you know, fall under HIPAA for healthcare or FINRA for finance, you know, NIST, things of that nature. You know, the information, what happens to it, how is it protected? You know, kid would recover from a disaster, that type of thing. And, you know, are the social security numbers and bank accounts and personal information, especially healthcare data, is that protected and can't leak out? And, you know, unfortunately, when, you know, going back to the mistakes, right? The path of least resistance, because everyone is so busy these days, is just to go with the provider that you currently have. But let's say that, you know, every company uses some level of outsourced. I mean, we even serviced Intel, right? So imagine that, right?
Wow.
So what am I trying to say is that, you know, you just go with the person that you know and hope that they can solve it because they know more than you. Now, cybersecurity is really kind of a specialty. I even recommend to clients, you know, if you're using an IT vendor for the IT part, then let's focus in on just cybersecurity, and it's okay to have two vendors. You know, in fact, you split the brain trust that way, and you can get more value for your dollar.
Excellent. Wow. Any other mistakes that people make when they're hiring?
Well, I think the last mistake that people make is, you know, just, you know, getting one presentation as opposed to having multiples. You know, it's important that people get, you know, more than one look at the environment. You know, these days, you know, you really shouldn't have to pay for an assessment. I know a lot of people charge for assessments, but, you know, to do a network assessment, an external and internal vulnerability test and penetration test, you know, it does take time, but it really should be a value add that the company that you're interviewing, you know, would do for you at little to no cost. I mean, I'm not talking about doing social engineering hacking or, you know, doing white hat hacking. That is expensive to do that. But I'm talking about there are plenty of tools that can simulate that, that are automated, simple to run, and they generate a decent database of information, and that company could then put together a report of recommendations and remediation plan. And based on the information that you get back when you're comparing a few companies, this should really help you understand, you know, which one would make the most sense for you. Because cybersecurity, you have to think of it in terms of very operational, process and procedure driven. You need to check all the boxes and even check the boxes that are hidden, if you get my drift. And so the first presentation and the second presentation that you get from these people will determine that for you.
Right. And then we will talk about another episode about, they call themselves an IT professional. What's the checklist for IT professionals? And that's part of the whole thing with TOS C3. We're going to talk more about not just cybersecurity hacks. We're going to talk about the whole intricacy of IT on this podcast, because what people miss, and this is something that, you know, when I first heard the word IT solutions, I wanted to know, what does that really mean? And a lot of people don't know. And there are people out there saying they're IT professionals, yet that are hiring themselves out to other companies, yet really just got the certification 6 months ago.
And that's absolutely true. You know, IT is an unregulated industry, and anyone who knows a little bit more than you seems to be a genius, if you know what I'm saying, when they're helping you. So unfortunately, there's a lots of, I guess, like in most industries, but unlike CPAs and attorneys, you have to go to a lot of school and be certified. There isn't anything like that really in the IT world.
And they're talking about anyone can go get that certification. That's something I just thought about just today and talking to you today. And that's what's so exciting. The best place people can go right now to get a free evaluation of their company is go where?
Yeah, go to tossc3.com and click on free consultation. And you'll not only get a free consultation, but we'll do a full assessment, cybersecurity, internal, external vulnerability and penetration testing, and have a report of findings and remediations. Your time investment will be 15 minutes on an initial discovery call, and then about an hour going over the report, you know, maybe in a few weeks after we talk initially. You should also download, you know, 7 mistakes that you should avoid to make sure your company doesn't get hacked. And that's a new report that's up on the website. It's a very quick read, but it's really 7 key things that you could do today that would really prevent problems for you down the road.
That's gigantic. Well, thanks again, Greg. Always love talking with you, and look forward to talking to you soon.
Well, thanks, Neil.
All right. Take care.